Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is truly an honor and a blessing. Thanking the Lord this evening for this opportunity. I called in, but I don't see anything on my show showing anything, so I don't really know why my number is not showing up. I've logged in and everything, so I really don't know what's going on. But I do know that God is good, and all the time God is good. He continues to look over us. I don't know why my number is not showing up on the website, so I'm going to call in again. Good evening, everyone. I really don't know what's going on with the internet for the program tonight, but I do know I have called in to the show, and I don't see any phone number on the website. So we're going to continue on by the grace of God, and hopefully everything will just come into play the way that it should. I thank God for life, health, and strength. I do honor the Lord tonight, thanking Him for an opportunity to be here tonight because He has allowed me another opportunity to come before each and every one of you. And I hope with everything showing as is that someone is listening in and everything is going out over the airwaves. We thank God because the show is The Family Knows Best. I am host Dwayne Harshaw. Once again, as we go through this ministry program tonight, hoping that I may have something to encourage you, to help you, me, us, each other, as we go on with the program, knowing that God is in charge of everything that we do in our lives. There's nothing that we do that God is not involved in, whether you are a Christian or whether you are a sinner. God is involved in everything that is or whatever may come about. He knows about it. We can't hide anything from Him. Even when we're in the dark, He's there. He sees everything. He knows everything. But we have to continue to trust as God's people to love, pray, and continue on this journey. Too many people out in the world that we know, we talk to, that we see, are dependent on us as God's true children that truly live by the word of the Lord and is obedient unto that with a repentant heart. They're depending on you to pray for them. And if your heart, soul, and mind is not in the right place, you can pray all day and all night. But your prayer has no meaning unless it is a prayer of repentance. So we hope that each and everyone understands when you live as a Christian, there has to be a change about your life to show that you have turned from the old man or woman to the new in Christ Jesus to live throughout eternity is what Christ offers up through his death, burial, and resurrection for us, not for some of the people of the world, for all of the people of the world has this opportunity. This is why family is so important. When we talk about family, loved ones, and we see them in a state of the things they go through, and we've already been there, done that, ended up on the wrong track, ended up in trouble some kind of way. We know about these things, and God has given us an opportunity, had mercy on us to live this far, to be able to share this with someone, our loved ones, or someone's family and their loved ones, to let them know these things that are going on. They go through situations thinking they've come up with a new thing, but the Bible lets us know there's nothing new under the sun. Things have already been about, but in a different way. And we, as God's people, have to let it be known. It is a stressful world because of all the things that we see, the shootings, the killings, the mass murders, not being able to understand the way of life anymore because people don't have any kind of respect for each other. All that people look for is what they can do and get out of people. They don't have any kind of respect a person. But we, as the children of the Lord, we know better. On this journey, we have to trust the Lord. I've talked, and we're going to go into our prayer for the sick and the needy, all of our loved ones, our family members, our world leaders, our ministries, our church family, our loving family members around us and about. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, just once again we come before you, thanking you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. All that you've done to take care of us, all that you do to look over us and keep us safe over the dangerous highways, in and out and about, on the jobs, around the neighborhood and communities. We ask, Lord, that you help us to do your will, that people around us, dear God, would know that we have a changed heart, a changed mind and soul, to live for you, Lord, to do your will. We're not perfect in life, dear God, but we try to do the best that we can and the right that we know. To have that repentant spirit because we know we have an advocate in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, to let us know the right and the wrong in life, to have discernment of spirit. Lord, we honor you. We praise you, dear God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for salvation in the name of Jesus in our lives. We thank you, dear God, for how you have opened up our understanding to things, Lord, that we continue to learn, continue to grow closer to you. And you continue to help us through each and every situation of life. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you bless the program. If anyone may be out there to hear and listen and on the program tonight, Lord, because the things on my screen don't look as if things is the way it should be, but I'm going on, dear God, doing your will, your work, sharing your word, no matter what, to the glory of God, because, Lord, this is what it's all about. We ask you, dear God, in the name of Jesus, to continue to help us to do what's right in your eyes. We give you all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank the Lord for everyone. Got my little coffee cup to the side. I want to do a little bit of this reading. James kind of tells us a way into live into what we should and shouldn't do. I'm going to start it first, James 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberty, and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. The program is truly acting up. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because poor as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. Praise the Lord. I don't know what's going on. I just don't know about my show tonight. But to God be the glory. The enemy's working and dealing. But I rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus, because I really don't understand what's going on. And I didn't call to find out from the program leader to see what's going on tonight. But I just don't know. Nothing right is on this upload audio. I don't know. So, Lord, Lord, if it ain't one thing, it's another. There's not much working on this clip. So, Lord, Lord, Lord. Well, I'm going to start the show. Well, looks like I know what to do. End the show, because I would have